Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we have an early look at an Energon Optimus Prime. Pre-orders are up for two new Transformers Generation Select figures, and TFCon Burbank has a date set. Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, and this is episode 436 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's been having a difficult time finding new figures to buy, so we decided to start investing in Pfizer stock. I'm your host, Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, I'm back. How you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, I bought a house. I didn't, but I wanted to feel like I belonged.
6 years ago.
Well, yeah, way to spoil my trip to the store, Daryl.
Let's talk Transformers.
All right, as always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrons, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. Thanks to your generous contributions, Jeremy was able to close on his house, so we really appreciate it.
I didn't know I was able to use the podcast funds for that. So I went out and got a big mortgage for nothing.
For a while. we gotta get a new Donatron goal, and then we can pay off your mortgage.
We can just get one of those big houses, like the YouTube houses out in LA, and then we can all just move in together.
It has been way too long since we've gone to a convention together, Jeremy. Do you not recall the snoring that Mr. Charles does?
Okay, well, he would have his own wing.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Anyway, if you are not a Donatron and you'd like to become one, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up either on Patreon or PayPal. One of the perks of being a Donatron is that you get access to the early advanced versions of Empire of Rust, our live play Transformers RPG podcast run by our awesome producer and editor, Mike, and his crew. And this week we are getting episode 51, Space Dungeon Spongin. This is the early advanced version with all the best bits kept in. So it's an extra long show. And this is only for our Donatrons. It's exclusive to them. It came out this week, Monday, May 31st. So it should already be available to you. Of course, if you're just listening to the free feed, you'll have to wait another week till next Monday to get this episode. So it pays to be a Donatron. Another awesome perk is that you are automatically entered into our monthly Toy Hacks drawing, where you get in the running for a $10 gift code from toyhacks.com, where you can get lots of stickers, labels for any Transformers toys. And so this week we are, or I should say today, we are doing the drawing for May 2021. So this episode's coming out on June 2nd. But we did record it in May. So we're not late. Just want to say that. But yeah, so let's see if we can get a winner here. Jeremy, you're back just in time to help us pick the winner. So thanks for coming back.
Yeah, you forced me back.
So I know your Alexa has not been unpacked yet, but can she speak through your phone and then help us out?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Her voice is a little tinny. It's okay. It's okay. She'll be good. All right, Jeremy, can you have your assistant give us a random number between 1 and 83?
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 83.
Your random number between 1 and 83 is 41.
41. And that goes to Travis. Congratulations, Travis.
Awesome.
Come on.
Travis is a long time Donatrion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good work. And we will be in touch to get you your awesome $10 gift code. Congratulations. All right. Well, that's our Toy Hacks drawing. And I think we've got a good show. So let's jump right in and talk about some toys.
All right. And first up this week, we are going to talk about Dan's hobby once again, and their MB18 Energon Optimus Prime, and its gray prototype. So like, I think the last time we talked about this, we had pictures of this guy just showing off some of the drones and the alt mode of the Optimus Prime figure. Now we're getting a lot more. So we've got prototype images of all the drones and the trailer and the alt mode and the Optimus Prime combined with the drones to form, Super Optimus, whatever he was called in Energon, but it is super mode, whatever, but it looks pretty darn good. This is, if you're not familiar with Energon Optimus, he kind of looks like a fat Optimus with tiny little legs. But once you get all those drones on him, then he really starts to look pretty awesome. So the figure here with the drones attached in super mode, definitely looks pretty badass. I'm trying to tell here whether you can switch them around, and it definitely, looks like they don't have any pictures of him with any of the drones switched on any of the other legs or any of the arms and legs. So, unconfirmed whether you can, looks like there are two of them that are made out to be the legs and two of them that are made out to be the arms. So the helicopter and the drill tank, or the driller are the arms. And then the kind of submarine and the, I don't know what you'd call him, a fire truck, I guess. Yeah, that's the fire truck. He's the other leg. So those are really cool. And combined into super mode, he is pretty dang big. So they've got him compared to Armada Optimus Prime, and Armada's got him beat by a very little, but he's pretty tall. So if you've got that Armada Optimus Prime by Fans Hobby, then you know how big this guy's going to be. From what I can tell, the prototype is showing rubber wheels on the Optimus and the trailer, and the drill tank appears to have rubber treads. The other drones with wheels appear to be plastic. They're pretty small, though. Anyway, Jeremy, it's been a while since you've been on the show. What do you think of Energon Optimus? I know that you were a big fan of the Unicron trilogy, so you must love this.
It's one of my least favorite Optimus designs, but this combined mode, I think, looks really good. It's basically what if you took Optimus Prime and Vehicle Voltron and kind of combined them.
Yeah.
But I think it looks really cool. I especially like how like the helicopter blade looks like a sword kind of, or like a little dagger that comes out of his arm.
Mm-hmm.
The submarine reminds me more of a Winnebago than mm-hmm. anything, like from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if the Spaceballs Winnebago really was an undersea vehicle? But I think this looks like a lot of fun. If you're a fan of the Energon Optimus look, I think this would be a great thing to pick up. Personally, I am not a fan of, I think really anything Unicron trilogy past the Armada designs I didn't really like, except for like a few here and there. But the Optimus I definitely wasn't a huge fan.
Right on. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at the drones here in their vehicle forms, and they're all essentially the same shape. They're kind of little bricks, and they change.
I don't even think the wheels move on the small ones.
It's possible. I mean, it definitely looks like the drill tank's treads move because they're a different color. They're red or they're rubber. But I can see how it's possible that the fire trucks ones don't. But yeah, they just kind of switch up the front of them all and put some little detailing to differentiate them between the four of them. And yeah, they're just bricks. So yeah, if you've messed with the original, you kind of know what you're getting into. Charles, you are formerly a limb for a vehicle kind of combiner here. I believe that you were the fire truck portion of a vehicle type combiner. This has got to be pretty impressive to you. What do you think of this? Just go with it.
I'm at a loss for words. It's fine. I mean, I am also not the Energon. I mean, the Unicron trilogy is kind of a hole for me. Like I was excited for Armada when it started, then got disappointed with Armada and didn't really continue on, and didn't really pay attention to Energon or Cybertron all that much. But I mean, I do remember this Optimus Prime, you know, he's the fandom has dubbed him Fatimus Prime. Is that what his nickname is?
Yep.
Because of his robot mode. And
the chunky boy.
The super mode, the super mode does look nice. I mean, it looks very poseable, you know, much, much more poseable than the original, I think. It looks like a cool figure. So I guess if you're a fan of Energon Optimus Prime, this could be. I mean, I think this is the target demographic is getting that disposable income now, right? So all the kids who grew up with the Unicron trilogy in the early 2000s are now adults, entering the workforce, exiting college, and got that disposable income, that sweet disposable income for third party Transformers figures. Mm-hmm. So, enjoy. I will not be getting this, but, I hope folks like it.
Right on. I always had one question about this guy, and even the original Hasbro version. His chest opens up, and is it supposed to be some kind of like a Matrix-y type deal that he reveals there? What are your thoughts on that?
That would be my guess, but again, since I didn't watch the cartoon, I have no idea if that's what it is. I mean, I imagine that's the, you know, power of Prime is that's how he's able to combine and get all the drones to become his limbs, and then the power of the Matrix shines through or something. I don't know.
Right. I always wondered that because it just kind of says it's like a target, like shoot me here to disable me. But yeah, that's all I brought to the show this week. I just thought this was kind of cool, kind of a next step in the development phase of it. Jeremy, what did you find this week?
I have a couple more limbs for the Moon Studio Radiotron figure that have been released, or at least great prototypes have. And it looks like the names are based on Sonic the Hedgehog levels. Was never a Sega guy, but I remember Green Zone being one. And that's the first one we have here is MS-05 Green Zone, which is their version of G1 Saizan. And then TFW has this listed as MS-06 Iceland, but that is wrong because MS-02 was Iceland. MS-06 is a cool peak based on what BBTS has. And that is G1 Suiken, S-U-I-K-E-N. I'm sure I screwed up the names. But these are train bots. They form the arms of the Raiden or Radiotron figure. And I think they look pretty cool. First, looking at the images before I actually zoomed in, they looked like Seekers or planes, just kind of because they have the little shoulder things that, you know, all the Seekers have. But they form train cars, and I think it looks really cool. The trains connect. The arms look pretty good, and I think this is going to be one massive figure. BBTS has each of these limbs for $109.99 a piece, and I think it's going to be a really neat looking combiner when it's all said and done. Daryl, what are your thoughts on these two guys?
They look really good. I think it's similarly to what I said when the two leg bots were revealed. The robot modes for the individual guys look really simple, and you know, they look pretty good. I mean, I have a couple of the Raiden G1 figures, and I don't know which ones I have, so I can't tell you whether I have these guys or not. But I like the way that these guys all look. It looks like they have individually articulated fingers, and that's really cool for a third party figure to have. But the part that's really getting me is, like, sure, the alt modes are great. They turn into boxes. I mean, it's a panel. There are a lot of panels, and they turn into boxes. It's not a hard thing to really do.
It's not like your traditional, like, steam locomotive. These are your, like, more modern kind of
right. You know, and I mean, they're a train that, and almost like a train car kind of a deal. Like, it's a rectangle, right? Which is not a hard shape to pull off, because you can hide a lot of the stuff inside. But the part of this the picture out of all of this that really gets me are the arms. They show off the combiner's arms, and they are just immense looking. And because these are both very similarly shaped trains or train cars, they can pull off a very symmetrical, you know, looking arm. And you don't really get that very often with Transformer combiners, is because one arm's a space shuttle and one arm's a helicopter, or one arm's a, you know, a sports car and the other one's a rocket ship or something. I don't know, whatever. It's, you know what I'm getting at. They're all different things, and these are all made up of trains. And even though they are made up of trains, they're all very similarly styled trains. So the feet are both very similarly looking. The arms are both very similarly looking, and it makes for a gestalt that's going to be very huge and imposing,
very symmetrical.
Exactly. The only thing that's going to throw it off is the fact that the colors are going to be, you know, different for all these different, you know, limbs. And, but I'm really impressed with these two figures and their arm modes. And, like, I'm counting, there's 1, 2, 3 hinges per finger. And that's crazy. Like, that's a whole bunch of articulation for the combiner hands. And I'm really impressed with all of this. I really want to be on board with this. I really want to be able to afford this. They're still up for pre-order on the places that I tend to shop. And, man, I want to get in on this real bad.
Yeah. And it does look like for the arms, they're just basically mirrored.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the transformation is probably gonna be exactly the same, but just flipped. So yeah, it does look really good. Charles, what are your thoughts on these?
These look good. I mean, I wonder how these are going to compare to the Masterpiece Raiden that's coming up soon. I mean, I think we've seen like what, one or two images of that, like in prototype form. So, I hope they, I'm curious what the competition is going to be like with the, you know, Takara versus this third party. But these, I agree with you, Jeremy, that, they do kind of look like Seekers in robot mode, which is interesting. But, I think they look good. It looks like, they've got, in train mode, you can connect them all together. That looks cool. It looks like they can, get on a Lego track
in scale with Lego trains.
Yeah, that's cool. And the arm modes do look really nice. Like that, those, I wonder if the hand a separate piece or is the hand hidden inside the figure too? That would be cool. So yeah, I'm curious to see the finished combiner, but these guys are looking very nice. They are a little pricey, so probably these are not on my list, but yeah, these look good.
I want to jump in one more time here because Charles mentioned something that I've also been kind of thinking of, and that's the fact that Takara is working on something that we do know it. It's confirmed that it's still coming. And that's definitely something that weighs on me too. Like I'm not about to get both. I want to get one, but I'm not about to get both. So the idea that's going in, you know, that's bouncing around in my head is that I can only look, because we have no idea what Takara is working on. We haven't seen any prototypes. We haven't seen any, you know, leaked photos. We haven't seen anything. We don't even know a name. Like we could speculate that it's going to be Raiden, but we don't have, you know, anything to go on. So the only thing that I can go on is what they've done recently. And we have lots of that to go on, right? And will it compare with stuff that has been done from Zeta or Moon Studios or any of that other stuff? Because Moon Studios is Zeta Toys. Like that's, you know, they're the same company. They're just, they have another name because of copyrights and stuff like that, right? So we know that Zeta does really good work. So that's the thing that's kind of making me think Zeta or Moon Studios, the third party one, is going to be better, because the Hasbro Takara one is going to be made for this mass audience, and it's going to have to succumb to all these other rules that this third party one doesn't have to. So probably it'll have all the proper names and it'll be really nice to look at, licensed. But it's probably going to be a lot more similar to modern Masterpiece figures. Recently I've seen a lot more people disappointed with modern Masterpiece than I've seen them happy. And that's what's pushing me towards these third party ones more than the wait and see approach on the official ones.
And recently Masterpiece have been so much more expensive than they had in the past. And
true. Yeah.
Something like this, I could see the Masterpiece rivaling this third party one in price.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is $110 a piece for six figures, right? You're into close to $700 after everything's said and done, right? Like this is not going to be any kind of, you know, cheap undertaking, right? And Takara will likely sell their thing as a gift set or some kind of set, because they're not going to want to be stuck with two figures here or whatnot, right?
Yeah, but if the last Optimus Prime was what, $300?
$400?
Yeah, so you're... I could see the gift set being $500, $600.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And that really kind of takes away, you know, one of the, or it plays into the purchasing decision.
Of course it does. Like, well,
you know, pay $600 for the official one or pay $100 more and get this one that's going to be more highly detailed because they don't have to deal with all the red tape.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting to watch. But that's all I got this week. Charles, what do you have?
All right. Well, we got another Generation Selects from Hasbro. And this one is an homage to a classic G1 figure that is a repaint. And this one is a repaint of as well. And this is Artfire, which is a repaint of War for Cybertron, Earthrise, or is it Kingdom? Inferno. So that is, and of course, Artfire was also a recolor of G1 Inferno back in the day with a Target Master partner. So this Target Master partner Nightstick is also a redeco of the Siege, War for Cybertron Siege Singe weaponizer. And and we also get some blast effects and little knickknack accessories. So this is available through is this through Hasbro Pulse or is this everywhere.
It's a general it can be found most places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is everywhere online, all the usual suspects online, any toy seller, but it's $37. So I think the Voyagers have now gone up to, I guess, $30 now. And then since this is a Voyager plus a little figure, Target Master, that's another $7. So that's where you get your $37. So if you are a fan of Artfire, I think this character really was only in Japan. So he's a little bit not quite as well known here in the Western world, but some people like to be completionists and then fill out their figure ranks. So, he's a nice redeco of Inferno. It's just the cab is white instead of red and he's got a little extra color. That's all. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's Inferno. It's the same Kingdom Inferno that we've already seen. So, Jeremy, any interest in this guy?
Not particularly. I mean, I've never really had any big love for Artfire. I mean, he's fine. I mean, nothing really special about him, in my opinion. I know there are Artfire fans. I do like that he comes with extra blast effects and, that's cool. The little Target Master is cool. It's just not for me. Although I am saying, I think Generation Selects is kind of my favorite line right now, just because you do get these weird recolors and stuff and things that wouldn't have as large of an audience in the US or just basically outside of Japan. You're getting a good way to get those. So for the people that are Artfire fans, it's great that they have a good way to get it. But for me, I would just stick with regular Inferno.
Mm-hmm. All right. Daryl, picking this guy up.
Well, I've thought about it. But I do have Grapple and Inferno already, so I probably will skip this one. I'm kind of like Jeremy, where I don't really have any love for Artfire. It's a great mold. I'm really impressed with the changes they made from Grapple to Inferno. But now that I do have Inferno, I'm pretty happy with it. The fact that this is, such a popular character is just an interesting kind of, piece of trivia for me. Like I have almost no idea how it's become so popular. It's just part of a Japanese manga from what I gather. That one. And, I think we call him Stepper here, don't we? But,
the jazz repaint.
Yeah, what was he? Shit. They called him something else, but yeah, whatever. Since Artfire is getting done, I fully expect to see a stepper soon, or whatever they want to call him, from the Japanese name. But, it's great that it's being done. Selects is the best way of putting some of this stuff out. You know, I do believe that, for Canadians, it is available at EB Games right now. So you can go and pre-order that. I think the secret's out on EB Games here in Canada, because all the new stuff that everyone was kind of looking forward to is the pre-orders are all, they're all taken up. Like, generally you could order like the line stuff, like the mainline stuff from there, and it could, you know, you could have it come in and you go pick it up, but it's gone right now. Like, you cannot find like Leader Slug and Daniel, the deluxe movie Gnaw, and even Rekgar, they're all sold out. All the pre-orders are all sold out on those things. So yeah, the secret's out on EB Games here in Canada. But yeah, this is a cool, Artfire is a cool figure, and I'm glad that people who like it have the option, and I fully expect to see Stepper.
Cool. And we are getting news from the Discord chat that Stepper was the Japanese name, and in the States he was called Ricochet.
Right. Yes. There you go. So yeah, Ricochet. He will be called Ricochet or Stepper here. I wonder why they changed it. Maybe there was a figure or a character already called Ricochet here.
Well, no, Ricochet was for us. Stepper was the Japanese name, and I think Stepper doesn't really mean anything in English, so they changed it to Ricochet.
It's probably a trademark issue.
Yeah, I'm assuming there must have been something called Stepper here then that they couldn't use. Anyway, doesn't matter.
All right, well, that's up for pre-order, so maybe not at EB Games, but everywhere else, you can probably still find it.
It's available at EB Games right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. That's all our toy topics. So we will move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition, but we'll have the audio right here in this show so you can keep listening as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right. So we are happy to have Jeremy back. You see, he's in a new location.
Yep. Underground bunker.
And we're going to save the best for last. So Jeremy will be at the end. I have nothing, so I'm going to start us with Daryl. So Daryl, what do you got this week?
Well, I got a couple things. I got a little guy here who's a G1 Beast War, I believe. This is Clawjaw. He's a neat little figure. I always kind of like this guy. And he is complete. He's got his little boomerang kind of thing here. And that's, I don't know, it's lost very easily. So anyway. Clawjaw, a fun little squid guy.
He's very ugly, but in the best way.
Moving on. I have a figure here that is made up almost entirely of gold plastic. This is a Beast Wars figure, Beast Wars Fusors. And I just adore this figure. I don't know why, but I like it. Maybe because it is so cute. It is Beast Wars Torka. Look at that little punum. So adorable. Let's. How do you do this?
Yeah. Put your hand in front, in between the figure and the camera.
Yes, that's how it's done. I don't know. What am I doing here?
So just the combination of a killer whale and a woolly mammoth?
An elephant, I believe, yeah. But yeah, I just like this guy. He's fun and breaks very easily because look at all of this gold plastic on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many times have you transformed it?
I did it once yesterday, actually.
Oh my, you live dangerously.
I do. And he's got the action, the grabbing guys with my tusks action. It's a fun gimmick. What can I say? And Jeremy, this one's for you. Kind of a welcome back to the show. This is not G1, not even Beast Wars, but this is Transformers Boba Fett.
Nice.
And he's in there too. Look at the little Boba Fett. Yeah, it's a little figure. I've transformed it once. He's kind of fun. But I just kind of got him because it's Boba Fett. So there's little Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Goes in there. This thing, I mean, they're ridiculous. Mm-hmm. These Star Wars Transformers. But I just thought, you know what? Boba Fett, kind of cool. And whatever.
Yeah. That's cool.
But that's it. That's what I got this week.
All right. And now we come to the main event. Jeremy.
Yeah. So as Daryl, you know, made sure no one knows, I bought a house. This is my new office that's completely empty right now, just still working on stuff. But I made it to the comic book shop the other day and had these are just my Transformers comics. I had so many comics in my pull list because it's been a while. And the Transformers mainline series, numbers 29 and 30. I got cover A for both. This is Animal Cova, 29, and Stefano Simone, I guess, for number 30. So, and they got Transformers Escape, number 3, and this is Beth McGuire Smith cover. Some of these are old to show you how long it's been. This is Transformers My Little Pony 2, cover B, Bethany McGuire Smith. And then we're reviewing alt mode this week, Beast Wars number 4. This is Josh Bertram cover, cover A. So that was lots of comics. And then right before I moved, I got a box from Hasbro, and it was like the most inopportune time because, like, literally it was the week of my move. So I ended up posting some pictures on, I think, Instagram and Facebook, but I never had a chance to be on the show to show it off because I had to tear down all my equipment. So I got a Kingdom box like Daryl got. This was free from Hasbro. So thank you, Hasbro, for that. And Daryl showed you what was in his. It looks like I was using mine also for some packing stuff. I have some. These did not come with it.
It's a box. Might as well.
Right. It's a box. So I put comics and. All right. Hold on. There we go. So this is. I got the please read before posting. Make sure I'm doing the FTC thing right. Hasbro gave me this for free. Thanks, Hasbro, for giving me these products. Hashtag free product. So. FTC, you know, worries are taken care of. This is just kind of a promo telling about the Kingdom line and going through what might possibly be in the box. So there's the art.
The art was really cool.
Yeah, the art's really cool. Is this from the Netflix show, or is it just kind of
it's going generic? To be? Yeah, that's the one that's the FJ was asking people where they think that is.
Ah, well, obviously
we don't know.
It's on Netflix. That's what I told FJ. Let's see, here we got the Arkan Nemesis.
Nemesis, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I had Darkseid on the mind from the comic. And then there's the crashed Ark with a cheetah. Oh, who is that? And then Nemesis. And let's see if there's any. I'm not seeing any.
I couldn't see anybody in weird. There either.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the cover or the issue number one. Just. Every nothing special about that. And then, which I will treasure, Beast Wars season one DVDs.
Nice.
Already had, but, and then the figures, I think these differ a little bit from what Daryl got. Start with the Netflix ones. I have Deep Cover, which is yet another Sideswipe repaint.
Yeah. I don't have that.
You know, I'm always happy to have one of these Sideswipe repaints. It's such a great mold. And he's blue. And then I got Sparkless Spot, which is one of those rusted zombies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I haven't taken any of these out, but I've got to say the rust paint, it actually looks pretty good, in my opinion. I don't know what the texture is, and you know, I figure it's not going to be roughed up, but if it was roughed up, I think that'd be really cool. Maybe take some sandpaper to it. And I got Raktonite from the main kingdom line. And finally, got Hairazor.
Cool.
Cool.
So, very cool. Yeah, looking forward to having some time after I'm unpacked to get into these. Particularly, I think Airazor. The only Airazor figure I ever had was the, I can't remember if it was a BotCon or a subscription service, or it was something through FunPub, and I had issues transforming it, and just it wasn't a very fun figure to transform, at least for me. So I sold it years ago, and from everything I've heard, this figure is really good.
So cool.
So that's everything I got in the last like month.
Plus the house.
Plus the house. Yes. And after I actually get the room put together, I'll probably have better pictures online.
Right on. Good stuff.
Always nice to get a goodie basket from Hasbro.
Oh yeah.
That was totally free and they did not pay us for advertising.
No. And we need to start doing like Star Wars and other franchises so we can get on the list for those. Daryl can start a Power Rangers podcast.
Marvel. I'll do Marvel.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's everything we got for trips to the store this week.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. We're back from our trips to the store and we'll move on to convention news.
All right. We have convention news. TFCon has made an announcement. Usually their next convention is not announced until like the last day of their previous convention, but they've gone ahead and announced TFCon Los Angeles is going to be happening again March 11th through 13th, 2022. So there's plenty of time to start planning. This is going to be at the Los Angeles Marriott at the Burbank Airport. So it should be easy to get to. And I think TFCon LA in 2019 was a pretty popular event and like a big success. With all the like the voice actors and I guess even live action actors in the area, I think getting guests is not going to be very difficult. So I think this is one that I would try to make if I'm able to travel. March is kind of a hard time. I mean, plus with everything going on, but I think by March 2022, the world should be returning to some semblance of normality and travel won't be as big of an issue, but it's just going to California is expensive. And plus March is, like I said, just bad time for me normally, but this is one that I really want to try to make. I've always liked the BotCons I went to in LA, and I think this would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget that the IDW offices are just down the street from this location.
Down the street.
Yeah, just 3 hours down the street in South. San Diego.
Is it that far? I thought they were way closer.
No. It's not like Canada.
Mm.
Yeah, but
I'd still be interested in maybe trying to go to this as well.
Yeah.
If everything's kind of back to normal.
This is my birthday weekend. My birthday is March 12th. So
oh well.
Maybe
we got to do it.
So I could ask for this for a birthday present.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if all the stars align, it could be one hell of a weekend.
All right. Well, I guess we should start planning now. Yeah. As soon as that hotel block opens up, reserve some rooms just in case. All right. And we will finish up the show with some feedback. All right. Well, we do have one bit of feedback from our Discord chat, and this is referencing Daryl's question last week. So Daryl was wondering who designed the Studio Series 86 Hot Rod. We talked about that last week. And to the rescue, one of our longtime listeners, Neurowing, has answered your question, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
So Neurowing says the answer is Yuya Onishi. He's one of the younger, quote-unquote, designers at Takara Tomy. Some of his works are Thrilling 30, Brainstorm, Siege and Earthrise Optimus Prime, 86 Studio Series 86 Hot Rod, Kingdom Rodimus Prime, Masterpiece 21 Bumblebee, Masterpiece 28 Hot Rod, and the upcoming Masterpiece Skids and Reboost. Neurowing says he's a big fan of Yuya Onishi's designs. He gives his robots a tall and heroic stature similar to Braves and Super Robots. And Daryl, you actually found his page on the Transformers Wiki. So we'll link that in the show notes as well.
Mm-hmm. I did. And Neurowing sent that message out, I was eager to tweet out my praise to Yuya Onishi. And I found he does have a Twitter account. It's locked, so I just kind of mentioned him. I also found a design sheet from him for Studio Series Hot Rod. So I posted that as well. And I'm really happy that we found out who this was, because I'm gonna try and follow his career and what he does, because I know you don't have it and that you're looking for it. But this figure is awesome. I'm really quite impressed with this figure. And, for someone like myself, who's kind of been in Transformers and specifically toys for as long as I have, to impress me this much with a figure, takes quite a bit. And, I'm quite impressed with this figure. So, yeah, I hope to see a lot more from Yuya Onishi.
Oh, that's high praise. All right. So does this make you, are you definitely picking up Rodimus Prime now?
Well, maybe. I mean, it's still going to be a question of price for me, but it's another one of those things like, you know, is there enough difference between the studio series and the Commander class one that, I'll be able to notice a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Neurowing, for writing in and giving us that information. And yeah, I need to pick up this hot rod. I got to find this hot rod. I think I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and order it through Hasbro Pulse and, you know, just get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all our feedback for this week. And that takes us to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, as we always, we end the show by giving a shout out to our masterpiece Donatrions. So big thanks to John4x11good and Dinobot Maximize. Thanks, guys, for continuing to support the show at our highest level. That's why we give you a shout out in every episode. And if you are still, interested in some Transmissions merchandise, you can go to our TeePublic store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you can look at our shirt designs, masks, other merchandise, all at TeePublic. And if you buy anything from TeePublic through our link, transmissionspodcast.com/shop, that helps out the show. So if you were thinking about getting something from TeePublic, just put in the Transmissions Podcast URL. And buy it that way. That'll help us. All right. That's it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.